This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
And it's easy for you to say.
Today we're talking about your column titled, It Doesn't Take Much to Be a Maverick, that appeared in the Reader on December 17th, 2009. This column talks about Alderman Tom Allen of the 38th Ward and his stance against what you and others call the mayoral slush fund of tax increment financing revenues.
Yes, sir.
In the article, you explore Allen's stance, how it's come about, and what it looks like. One of the first things you talk about is watching Alderman Allen on streaming video at the city clerk's website. I've never done that. Does that streaming video work pretty well?
No, it works for me, and I'm really bad with computers, so it must work better for everybody else. You just go to the website and click on a little link and you're there.
Just for our listeners' benefit, that website is www.cityclerk.com. And when you get to that page, you'll see at the top there is a header, says City Council. And you click on it and a menu drops down and there is a item called Information. If you want to find out when the next city council meeting is taking place, you can go to this streaming video anytime. There's no council meeting taking place. You're not going to see anything. So you want to find that out first. And then on the day of the meeting, you go to that same menu and you'll find an item that says City Council Video. And you click on that.
Well, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's true.
Also, for our listeners' benefit, let's talk about the 38th Ward, which I have here on a map.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? It's like two blobs, essentially. Not as bad as some some ward boundaries,
yeah.
But the westernmost blob is between roughly Belmont and Gunnison on the north side. And to the west is Harlem, and to the east is Laramie. And then the eastern blob, which is a smaller blob, is between Addison and Montrose.
Yeah.
And from Keeler on the east to Cicero on the west.
Yeah.
So last week when you and I were talking about Alderman, you described how Alderman said to you that the Daley administration uses a combination of promised rewards in the form of development money gotten perhaps through TIF districts and implied threats of withholding money for development projects to keep Alderman voting with the administration on key votes. What do you think makes Alderman Allen impervious to this influence that keeps other aldermen in line?
First of all, this is a relatively new development in Alderman Allen's life. He was not always an outspoken critic of Mayor Daley's TIF program. For the large part, he's been a silent supporter. I don't think he's ever voted against any TIF deal. I may be wrong. I've never looked at the council record on every single one, but I can't recall him ever voting against any TIF deal, nor can I recall him voting against any TIF district. You know, there's a difference. You create the district, and then you approve the deals. So I think this is a long time coming. I suspect that there are two things going on. One, he feels he has nothing to lose. This stems from his attempt to be elected Cook County State's Attorney. Whenever I interview him, he absolutely insists that he's not bitter about Daley's lack of support in that race, but he says it very bitterly. So I suspect that he is bitter, and I don't blame him if he is bitter. In fact, I don't believe that anybody could walk away from something without feeling a sense of betrayal. He's been a loyal member of the city council for all these years, turning off his ears and eyes to all the little sleazy machinations that the Daley people do with the budget. Because he's a smart guy, Tom Allen. He's a very astute observer of city politics. So he knew what was going on, but he didn't say anything about it. And I guess he felt that that loyalty should have been returned with a strong endorsement when he was running for state's attorney against Anita Alvarez back in 2008. He didn't get a strong endorsement. Nobody ever gets a strong endorsement for Mayor Daley. I think it's time people, politicians in the city, wake up to that reality and stop walking around with their eyes closed. And as a result, he didn't win that race. And I suspect that in the aftermath, he decided, I'm not going to be quiet anymore. And he's been picking up the tone in his criticism over the last few months. He's becoming more direct, more to the point. I very much appreciate it. I agree with almost everything he said at the city council meeting when they passed the budget, 38 to 12. He was one of the 12 voting against it, the first time he's ever voted against a budget. Forget TIFs. He had never even voted against a budget. He voted for the Midway deal. That was the deal to sell Midway. We've discussed that. It's one of the tapes, even though he asked some very penetrating and good questions during the few committee meetings that they had to analyze that deal before the vote went down. And I recall asking him in the aftermath of the Midway vote why he voted for the deal even though he obviously had many problems with it. And his response, I'm paraphrasing, is that he didn't want to make it just a symbolism vote. I think it was a 49-0 vote. Somebody was absent. It was a clean sweep. And he didn't want to be the one person. He just felt it wouldn't help his constituents and wouldn't do anything other than make a point, which I said, that's exactly why you want to do it.
He wasn't ready to make a point at that
point. Yeah. Now he's ready to make a point. So it leads me to the second thing, which is I think he's considering running for mayor, even though he denies it. And if you're going to run for mayor, the election is not that far away. We're heading actually into the pre-election season. The mayoral election's February 2011. If you're going to run for mayor, you have to distance yourself from the man you're running against. You can't all of a sudden wake up a month before the election and say, oh my God, what an outrage, this man, the way he's run this city. Well, you can do that, but you won't have a lot of credibility. So,
nor will you win.
Well, you probably won't win anyway, but your best chance of winning is to put together a record of opposition. So there you go.
But what's his potential liability, given that other aldermen feel that the threat by the administration is real? So withholding development dollars or rewarding them with development dollars. Isn't that a viable threat for Allen as well?
No. The threat about the TIF has always been overstated. Any threat that the mayor makes is overstated. I think the fact that aldermen bow to pressure from the mayor has less to do with the fact that they don't want to get involved in a public fight with him as opposed to what he could actually do to them. Without going into the complexities of a TIF is by and large controlled by the mayor anyway, and he gets the first say on how TIF funds are spent, first of all. And second of all, there aren't a lot of TIF districts in Allen's area. It's not like the second ward and with the downtown area, which is a lot of TIF districts and a lot of money, or the third ward, which is just south of the loop with a lot of TIF districts and a lot of money. So there's really not a lot of money that the mayor can hold back or offer him. And the final point, which is the one I'll be writing about a lot in the coming months, is that the TIFs themselves are in sad shape. It's pretty clear that the mayor overspent, over-obligated the districts, and so there's not a lot of money to promise aldermen to begin with. So really, there's not much the mayor can do to punish Allen or any alderman without looking really vindictive. If he withholds services from the community, Allen can always make a big fuss about that, and then the mayor will have to retreat. So I always felt that the mayor's power to control aldermen was largely an illusion, and the alderman just, by and large, went along because it was too much of a hassle to be a critic. It's far easier just to go along.
In the last part of your article, you urge your readers to take a close look at some aldermen who are up for re-election next year, namely Northside Aldermen Schiller, Daly, Tunney, Smith, and Schulter. And you challenge your readers to take a look at those aldermen's unswerving allegiance to this scam.
Right. TIF scam.
So tell me more about how they've had unswerving allegiance.
Well, just as I was saying earlier about Tom Allen, none of the aldermen that you mentioned, those are the Northside supposed liberal reform aldermen, at least they come from liberal reform wards where the people like to believe, they think in things like transparency, which is, you know, the buzzword of the day. None of those aldermen, as far as I know, have ever voted against a TIF. Well, Schiller did early on when she was anti-Daly, but definitely in the last 10 years when the program has really been a boondoggle, they just either quietly vote along or they actually defend the thing which Schiller has done. So TIF is just one example. Obviously, there's the privatization deals, which are a disgrace, the parking lot deal and the Midway deal. Thank goodness that died. And then the garage deal on Michigan Avenue. And then we can go on and on. Not one of them has ever mounted any sort of critical analysis of what Mayor Daly is doing with the city. And they just merely go along. So look, if you just want a one-man dictatorship where, you know, I suppose it's sort of benign, then vote for him. They're just the rubber stamps. But if you're moaning and groaning about the state of the city, you owe it to yourself to elect somebody new.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.